Beis and Kuf Gimel. Almost finished with Kuf Beis, and I'd like to add something to Kuf Gimel if we have time. It's a beautiful sefer someone gave me, all about medicines from a kashrus perspective all year long, especially on Pesach. I don't know if I have time to get into it, but if we don't get to it now, we say shiur on Tuesday, Mitzvah Shem, we'll talk about it then. Okay, Rabbi Osain. Sim the Kuf Beis, we spent a lot of time yesterday on the sugya of Dovah Sheish Lamatirin. Just finishing up a couple of highlights towards the end of the siman. We had learned Kuf Beis Siv Gimel, the famous discussion of Kalim, whether one kli was treik, I mixed it with many other kalim. So the Shulchan Aruch, as you may remember, said it's not called Yesh Lo Matirin because the Rambam explains that it costs you money. Money, okay. Money is an expense. Not mochiv to spend money. Not everyone agrees with this. Come on, how much money does it cost already? And we saw the Shach quotes the Maharshal, nothing to do with money. It doesn't come by itself, it's not Yesh Lo Matirin. We made the important exception of Nedarim. That's called Yesh Lo Matirin Beferish, because there it's a mitzvah to remove the Neder, because you don't want to be Nichshol by Avon Nedarim. It's a mitzvah to have a Taras Nedarim. This is what it's found over here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuv Bey Siv Gimel. This is an important din, which we already spent a little time, talking about yesterday. And this halacha has the following continuation. Number one, we have this idea that the Ramah says in Siv Dalet, when it comes to tam, pure tam, we don't say davar. We're not worried about davar sheyesh lamatir. So the Yad Avram, you'll find at the bottom of your Shulchan Aruch and the Otzer of Mefarshim, asks the question: why do we have to say over here the issue is an issue of hotzos? Forget hotzos. Even without hotzos, it's just a matter of tam. When it comes to Tam, Ramos said, there's no din of Yesh Lo Matirin. That's a good question. So the answer is, last four words in the Ramah. V'chein kol kayotzi b'zeh. So, v'chol kayotzi b'zeh. When it comes to the actual Hagolah, it says the Yad Avram, you wouldn't need the Svara of Hotzos. But to give you other cases, which is not Tam, and therefore the Svar of Hotzos is relevant, even though you don't really need it in the case of Kashering proper, because it's only Tam, but you need it in other cases. So answers the Yad Avram. If you look in the Shach, Sivkot and Ches, in the Siv Se Das, give a look inside if you can. Siv Se Das talks about exactly the same Kasha. It's a sort of an obvious kasha. He quotes the Masas Bin Yomin towards the beginning of Sivkot and Ches, who makes the following comment. Says, well, maybe we shouldn't view this as a tam, because it's some kind of a mamoshus. It's in the mamoshus. Why? What mamoshus? The kli is a mamoshus. That's a shver vort. Who cares? The kli is a mamoshus. But the taste, the metal is not treif. We'll worry about the whatever is balua. Very difficult answer. It's hard to understand this answer. But I just want, for the record, I'm telling it to you. The Masas Bin Yomin says, Tama bi'almahu, Psaka Ramosiv Dalid. Discussion of whether the kli has mamoshes is really hard to understand, since the kli, the metal itself, is not a problem. It's really the, it's really that which is absorbed in the kli. So it comes along with the Yad Yehuda with a very big chiddush, and that's why it's, we really have to talk about this Ramah. Rabbosai, take a look at the Ramah. Oh, the Dover Shesh Lamateri, Neno Botel, this is Ramos of Dalit. When is it? Hanodavka Imahisur Be'en. Moshes. Avotamo Botel. Says the Yad Yehuda, it's only Botel, Rabbosai, in a case of Lach Balach. That's when it's Botel. But Yavish B'Yavish is not. And therefore, since there are many kalim, some of which are kosher, some of which are treif, as the tarovas of Yovish B'Yovish, and therefore, the Ramah's logic in Sif Dalet would not help us in Sif Gimel. Hence, we must come on to this logic of Havot Souls. The question is this Yad Yehuda correct? If it's correct, it solves a lot of problems. So the Vilna Gaon, here in Sif Dalet, in Sivkot and Yud Gimel, in explaining this Ramah, where'd he get it from? The Gra always tried to find a source in Shas for everything. He found a source in Shas. Kemosha Amru Beresh Yomtev, means Beitza, Dalem and Beis, Hani Mili Hecha De Isa Lisura Be'ena, as opposed to the case of the Eitzim, some of which were Muktza, some of which were not, so it's Mikla Kola Isura. And Mikla Kola Yisura, so there's no din of Davi Sheish Lematirin. So says the Vilna Gaon Pshat. So here too, Rabbosai, in the case where there's only Tam, the Tam is a kind of a Mikla Kola Yisura. Then the Groy asked, but what do you do with the Mechaber and Siv Gimel? Mechaber Siv Gimel. Now, had the Groy accepted the distinction between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach, Lachori would have no kasha. On a simple level, that is a Yavish B'Yavish. And the case of the Gemara is, well, what is it? That's the question. So it could be the Gaon understood that the case of Eitzim is also Yavish B'Yavish. There are Eitzim which are Muktza, there are Eitzim which are not Muktza. And they're all being burned up together, and you're enjoying the heat from all of them to cook the food or warm up the house, as the case may be. So we should argue with some kind of a Yavish B'Yavish. That's what the Gra seems to understand it. And therefore, the Mechaber and Siv Gimel, who doesn't ignore the Tam from the perspective of Davish Eshna Matir, he requires a Svar of Hotzos. So apparently he goes against this Ramah in Siv Dalet. So since the Gra brought a Raya from Beit Zadav Dalet, which it seems to be talking about Yavish B'Yavish, so it clearly rejects the Yad Yehuda. So writes the Biurim. We saw afterwards, I think in the Megillah Sefer, had a bit of a different take. I think he wanted to say, it's true that the wood is Yavish B'Yavish. Here's a piece of wood, there's a piece of wood. That's correct. But you're not eating the wood. You're enjoying the heat that the wood produces. And the wood produces a fire, and produces heat, which can cook your soup or heat your home. It's arguable that's a kind of a lach balach. That, you know, the heat coming out of one piece of wood and the other piece of wood all gets mixed into one big heat source. Which would be more comparable to lach balach. What do we say? I told you, it's not solid and solid, or liquid and liquid. It's gas and gas. It's even further removed from Yavish B'Yavish in a certain way. So if you hold that way, then it could be that the Yad Yehuda is correct. And the Raya from Beit Zadav Dalet is not really, it seems like it's Yavish B'Yavish, but maybe it's really not. Okay, I think a dispute between the two Gedolim, the Bari HaShulchan, who says it is Yavish B'Yavish, and the Gra makes no distinction along these lines by saying, as others already said, that Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet seem to be against each other. However, I believe it's the Megillah Sefer who says no. we can consider it to be a kind of a lach balach, because it's not, you're not eating it, it's just the heat that's coming out of it. That's comment number one for today. Fine. Again, today's topic is just Sivdalad. We can't afford to do it, we have to get the Chuf Gimel. Sivdalad began, Yesh Misha Omed Lo Shech Tavashesh Tamatirin Hecha Shehamachla Miskalkel. Of course not. Asha Tochlena Bias Tochlena Beheter. But what happens if you can't eat it Beheter? Well, that's if Rashi's reason is correct. Right, that's if Rashi's reason is correct. Now, as a matter of fact, the Ron himself, although he has the other reason, says his din. If you look in, others disagree. Others disagree. Look at Rabbi Kivagan. He says, Marashal disagrees. It's considered the Yesh Lo Matirin, which would make sense the Chorakon to the Svara of the Ron. So the Bari HaShulchan says, nah, come on. It all depends. If it's completely ruined and inedible, everyone agrees, it's not a Davashesh Lo Matirin. It's inedible. It's not Shaykh. The whole dispute over here is in a case in which it's going to get a little bit more stale. A little bit more stale. The example is the Rambam about Chometz. As Chometz is the Davashesh Lo Matirin after Pesach. Even though, you know, typical Chometz, they didn't have all those fancy vacuum packing. It'll become stale. All right, but still edible. That's where the discussion is. So to the 2 days, if it's somewhat edible, if it's totally inedible, then presumably everyone would agree that it cannot possibly be termed a dover sheyesh lo matir. All right? Fine. Now, fine. Okay. One more thing, because we really have no time to go into all these discussions. The Ramos is over here in Siv Dalit. One more point. Im ein isuro machmas atzmo butl. It has to be an intrinsic iser. If it's not an intrinsic iser, then we say it's not considered to be a davash yesh lo matirin either. The Mefarshim asked the Taz and the Shach, why not? But the post can discuss who's right. I'm not going to just go into it right now. Just letting you know it's a matter of dispute. Matter of dispute. And moreover, there are more ads over here. There are more says. Let's go to the little further. And there are more. Kol Isa Shalohoya Niker Kodam Shinis Arev have a bottle of a pishu Domashesh Lomatirin. Why should that be? So the Chora we can say as follows. And I found that the Bali HaShulchan says this. I thought of it on my own, not based on Rabbi Kivege. Kivege says that he thinks that this din of Lohoya Niker is a matter of dispute, that everyone agrees to it. Thinks the Ran disagrees. So I thought that if you hold like Rashi, Asha Tochlenu be Iser, Tochlenu be Heter, we can argue that's only if it was 1 point with Iser. But if it was never, Iser was never self-standing, we don't say this. According to the Ran, the lack of contrast, it shouldn't make a difference whatsoever. Adkan, Rabosai, we have to, I'd love to talk about this more, but you have to move and start sitting in Kuv Gimel. Bisiyada Dishmai. Ah, just one, but since it's Erev Pesach, there's one more thing I have to tell you. The Ramah says, what about something which is Yesh Lo Matirin, but it's going to become Osir again? Chol Dovash Yesh Lo Heter, V'chozer V'nesa, Kigon, Chometz V'Pesach, Lo mikri davar sheyesh lo matirin. So writes the Rambam. The Rambam argues and says it's considered to be davar sheyesh lo matirin. I mentioned to you a few minutes ago about this. It's going to be somewhat stale. Nafka mina for erev Pesach after chatzos. According to the Rambam, it's not batel because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. According to the other poskim, it's on Pesach itself. We know it's b'mashu. to the chum of the kares. But erev Pesach after chatzos will be in fact would be butl. That's how we paskin la locha lemais and the bialocha simen tof mem zayin. But the big kasha which we had, if Rashi is right, ashatochlena b'yistochlena mati, you have 51 weeks to eat it. Why shouldn't it be a davar sheyesh matirim? 51 weeks. All right, next Pesach, a week, a year later, it'll be another week when it's a problem. According to the Ran, I understand it. The Ran happens to hold it's not a davar sheyesh matirim. Why? Because it's going to be awesome at Rabbanan after Pesach, as chamat shavu of a Pesach. In any event, so because of this kasha, is also on the body of Shulchan. He quotes the Kanfei Yonah. That the Kanfei Yonah says, what's pshat? That people are going to think that Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin is an Isur Kal, and they'll be in violation of Ein Mevatel Isur L'Chatchila. These two go together. But the only thing is an Isur Kal, if it will have a permanent heter. If it will have a heter, which is going to come back to be Isur 50 weeks later, the average individual is not going to say that's a Davar Kal. Listen, it's all used matter of psychology, so that's the easy way out of things. Just say it's psychology, and then you can't argue. Adkan. It's a chiddush. On both sides, we have to put everything else away and go to a Kuv Gimel, otherwise we'll never even be able to chaza. Well, we learned already, and I want to even add some things, so we'll see. On both sides, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that there are two dinim which both seem to be derived from the Veilish and the Real Ager. One is a food which is inedible, and one is a cliche in a binyomo. The general assumption is a cliche in a binyomo. The influence of the taste of the pot is negative, but it's not inedible. That's a question. It's an obvious question. The source of Nelson of Gam is Lo Sochel Kol Nevela, La Gera Shem Bisharecha Tzedena Vachol. It has to be royal Ager. So, as opposed to, if it's pogam mamash, even a ger would need it. It's inedible, so it's mutter. But over here, it's not inedible. It's true it's a net negative taste, but it's not inedible. So why should we say that no stam of kam is mutter? So there are three answers. The ra'ah says, you're right. The ra'ah is always, you got to love the ra'ah. You're right. If it's not inedible, there's no het. Aye, what's in the pot? The Ra says, I'm telling you, what's in the pot after 24 hours is inedible. Now, how can we, since no one eats pots, it's impossible to prove whether the Ra is right or wrong. Ra claims that what's in the pot after 24 hours becomes inedible. And that's why it's permissible. The Ra also holds, of course, on this basis, that no sentam lefgam, not only is it potter, but it's also mutter. According to the Ra, there's really only one din of no sentam lefgam. Both of them are really the same thing. And they're both mutter, heter gomer. So says the Ra'ah. Adkan the Ra'ah, his own iconoclastic sheet. Most posts can disagree with the Ra'ah and have a different view. Let's start with the Rashba, it's a classic. The Rashba says like this, look, we're talking about a case where the is Batel Barov. Batel Barov, Elamai, Tam Ki Iker. So since you taste the tam of the original Isser in this item, since tam ki iker, we should be perhaps machmir. Says the Rashba, tam ki iker is in a case in which the tam is positive. A case in which the tam is negative, the chiddush of tam ki iker was never said. Now, he says it in two different ways. And then the prima gadim is what he really means. I think the more conventional wisdom is, it's not a pure svara bialma, but it's a svara which is derived from the concept of nos and tam lefgam. Since we know there's a concept of nos and tam lefgam in a case which is pogam lagamre, we extrapolate from that that in a case in which is A giving tam into B, and it's a net negative taste, that we do not apply the principle of tam ki iker. So the two of them are connected to each other. They're not identical, but they're connected to each other in the sugya masechta avodah zara. This is the pshat of the Rashba. So again, it's based on Bittul Barov. Once it's Bittul Barov, then the problem is Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker is not said in the case of negative taste. It's derived from the Veilish and the Real Ager by comparison. You're right, the Iker Din is where it's an inedible food. Here, nothing is completely inedible, but it's a net negative. which we, again, we extrapolated from the original din of Ein Arul Ger. That's the Rashba sheet. So the Poskim say, Rabbi Kivega has it over here and others, that on Pesach, according to this logic, there's no heter of nos and tam lefgam. Why? It's based upon bittel. We know on Pesach there's no bittel. Chametz and Pesach is b'mashu, b'mino, shlo b'mino. So therefore, since it's based upon bittel, there's no bittel on Pesach, so the whole nos tam lefgam goes by the wayside, which we know is one opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. There are more passes away, if I'm not mistaken, in Hilchos Pesach. So therefore, we understand very well why what the basis for it is, since the Rashba taught us clearly that nos and tam lefgam is based upon bittel, and on Pesach there's no bittel. So memela, the whole din doesn't apply. This is Shitas HaRashba. The Ran quotes the Rashba and disagrees. He says, I don't know, Rashba, if that's really correct. My pshat in nos and tam lefgam is that you're not having hanor from it. You don't have hanor. Why don't you have hanor? As we said, it's a net negative taste. So you don't have hanor. But, says the Ran, since hanor is the critical determinant, there could be an offset. Sometimes you gain more from the additional quantity than you lose from a slight decrease in the quality. I imagine it depends upon the most people. I don't know if anyone can make his own decision in this matter. But if you gain more of the in the by the addition of quantity than you lost by the decrease in the quality, the Ran said it's usur. He thinks the Rashba would say it's mutter, and the Ran says it's usur. Now there are those who maintain, we saw in Prima Godim, but according to the Ran, you don't need a rov. Don't do it bittel barov. If you don't need bittel barov, oh, so nos and tam lefgam is mutter on Pesach as well. The problem we had is that the Ran said bittel barov. The Ran mentioned bittel barov in Masechta Avodah Zarah. We saw it on the screen. And what do you do with that? So we saw the Bali HaShulchan and a beautiful Shtikl Torah to answer that, because that particular Ran was discussing a case of Shrotzim. Now Shrotzim, even in their original form, don't taste good. And it's Xeris HaKosov that it's awesome. Oh! So if it's Xeris HaKosov that it's usur, we understand very well why the Ran is going to need a rov. But Stamachol HaSurus, the claim is still made that the Ran would not require a rov in order to say no some time of God. The problem with that is another Ran. That Ran is in the Chidushi Ran. So there the Ran seems to say, even in a plain case, not Shrotzim, that you were relying upon the Rov. So that's the case. That's your fundamental dispute between the Ran and the Rashba, you need a Rov or not. Even the Ran would require a Rov. Only difference is that when we discuss what is considered to be Hanah, so we should say Tam Ki Ikar, so the Rashba is a strict constructionist. He only measures taste. And if the net negative in the taste, I don't care how much you enjoy, but the increase in quantity has an irrelevancy. Since the taste is a net negative, it's considered nos and tam lefgam. And the Ran says, no! Don't look at the quality in a vacuum. Look at it in a broader context. And if the increased quantity gives you hanor, so then we say that it would be prohibited. So it's a much more localized machlokas. Again, if you're assuming, it would appear, at least in the Chedushi Ran, that the Ran is also relying upon Rov. So it would appear. Now, we mentioned before that there are two disputes in the Gemara in the Masechta Avodah Zarah. One is Eina ben Yomo, and one is an object which is mamish, can't eat it, it's inedible. So we assume, almost everyone assumes, that the two halachas are the same, they're related to each other one way or the other, whether it be the Ra'oz way, or the Rashbo's way, or the Ran's way, some way or other they are connected to each other. However, there is a minority view, it's the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda says no, based upon a few Rambams and other sources of Gemara B'Choras. He wants to suggest that when it comes to the an object which is been rendered ein ora l'achila, we paskin it's aser, it's chayef. Only srucha meikara is permissible, because it's based the Gemara Bechoros and Av Zayin seems to say that way. And the Rambams seem to say that way. That's how he understands the Rambams, because he compares it to Shaloka Derech Achilas. Get an impression that the Isser itself is not really Paka. And he has, again, other Rayas. Not going into all those Rayas. Suffice it to say, Rabbi Osai, almost everybody else in the world disagrees and assumes that no. The halacha is, if it's inedible, even if it's not Srucha Meikara, we paskin it's mut like Rav Shimon says so. Paskin it's mut. What do you do with the Gemara Bechoros? So the Gemara Bechoros is talking there about Tumah. So there are those who want to distinguish between Tumah and Issa. So the Nodim Yisrael, how can you take a puzzle and split it in half? L'Solchon Nevela, L'Gerash Shetana Bechola, and Nevela is both Osir and Tomei. You're going to split the puzzle in half? So the Yad Yehuda, the answer to this question, says no. The entire Gemara, the puzzle, is talking about Achila. Look, what's it? We know the puzzle. Only discussing eating. That's all. Not talking about tumah at all. So for tumah, since there is no pasuk, it has to be mufka legamri from Torah's ochel, and that has to be from the very beginning. Okay, srucha meikar. But as far as eating is concerned, even if it became no longer a machal in the middle, became pogum, that's good enough to have a p'tur of nos and tam lefgam. That's how almost every person assumes against the Nodeh B'Yehuda. Okay? Fine. Kamsa Chavez Das with the following important comment. Yes, it's true that whatever is nifsal me'achila should be potter, maybe even mutter, we'll see. But that's only if it became posel, and now it's not fit for anything. However, Sa'or, again on Pesach, Sa'or Yechayev, even though it's inedible, you know why, says the Gemara? Hove a royal lechamea bo'iso sacheros. You can use this Sa'or, the sourdough, and use it to cause leavening process in other doughs. And therefore, that would be an Issa d'oraisa. And so too, the Chavos Das seems to say, not only if it's omed l'taken dvarim acherim, but if it's omed l'takno, it itself is going to be, it's meant from the beginning when it became possible. You possled it, or you observed it when it became possible with the full intention of making it better, then it never lost its status. That's the fight about gelatin, Rabbi Osai. Gelatin, aside from that it may be coming from bones, which may be mutter, we spoke about that a little bit yesterday, but aside from that, it's rendered completely inedible in the processing. But the poskim say, since it's rendered inedible with an explicit understanding to make it edible again, it's all part of the food processing. So therefore, the poskim say that there's no heter of eneroi when it comes to gelatin, because it's just meant to be. To be made better. Oh. So now, I mentioned a minute ago, there's a big discussion. Eino ben yomor, Rabbosai, the food is mutter b'dieved, klar, before Shin the Gemara. I cook a pot, which was treif. Eino ben yomor, the food is mutter. What about an object which is itself nifsal me'achilas adam? And I want to eat it straight. Is that also mutter? Or is that perhaps asa mederabonah? So the Rosh says in Pesachim, eating something is nifsal mechilas kelev. If you eat it, it's also. You know why? Achshevei. You are making it important by the very fact that you eat it. So the question is, how far do we go with this achshevei? Because there's a prichodesh here in our sugya that says that a dover which is inedible is mutter. Either Rambam says potter. Prichodesh says, yeah, it's a problem of Baal Teshaktu. You shouldn't do disgusting things. That's not really Macholas Asuris. No, so they asked before, the Prichodesh forgot the Rosh? If he wants a pasuk against the Rosh, he should have told him so. So the Chazish gives two answers. Number one, Chumra the Chometz. Prichodesh understood only by Chometz, do a machle mishal machshavei, not everything else. Number one. Number two is a much more fancy lumdus, Chazanish suggests. Chometz, Rabbi Osai, if in point of fact right now it's Chometz, has the characteristics of Chometz, it is in fact prohibited. And therefore, the human being decides to eat it, the object is in fact Chometz, so it's also at least with the Rabbanim. However, when it comes to Nevela, you can't think, well, now it's called Nevela. Nevela means it's Nisnabla. It means it was an animal which was alive, and the animal died, it was killed, not with the process of Shechita. So it became a Nevela at that moment of the death. Became a Nevela. Now, once the food becomes inedible, so it's inedible. We're going to say, Achshavei. Very nice, Achshavei. Achshavei means you are creating your own new Nevela. Rabosai, I can't create Nevela. Chometz, which is physically the same as, and just it doesn't taste good, and I decide to use it. So I will, by my eating it itself, I'm making it to Chometz. Because the Chometz does not have to have any historical background. Nevela does. Chazish brings an interesting raya. Interesting raya he brings, a fascinating raya he brings from the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, that if an animal comes min hashamayim, I don't know how that happens, an animal comes down from heaven, there's no Isur Nevela. Why? The answer is only a regular animal that grows on earth, there's an Isur Nevela, but not if it comes from shamayim. So therefore, he's suggesting that I can be Achshavei works for Chometz. It's a matter of the physical property. The veil has to restore some earlier status. Achshavei wouldn't work. That's the Chazish's fancy alumnus. You could also say a distinction between Pesach and everything else. And of course, you can also say that the Prichodesh is wrong. That there is an Issa Derabbanan to eat anything which is Nifsal Me'achila. The general consensus is we apply Achshavei. And we apply Achshavei not only to Chometz and Pesach, we apply it to other Macholos Asuris as well. Under normal circumstances. We'll get to some exceptional circumstances as we go. Okay, are both saying with me so far? Yes.
How do we fit Achshavei and Batla Daidotipal Adam? How those two fit in?
Good question. How can you say Achshavei? Just say Batla Daidotipal Adam? The guy's crazy. He's eating something which is so distasteful. We should just ignore him completely. It's an excellent question. Excellent. So the Rosh says you're right. On the level of Doraisa, we would say Botaitas Kolodom, and it's considered inedible. On the level of Darabonon, since he is making it important by eating it, we have to be Machmer. That's how the best answer I have for you. Okay, Rabbi Osai, with me so far? Let's go to the next issue, which relates directly to this particular topic. Rav Osai, the Gemara has an expression in Masechta Avodah Zarah Samech Chesem at Beis that Achbar, Rashi is a Sheretz, Chidishu to Mimis Mois Ubadli In Shiminei Vafilu Hehachi Asir Rachmana Hilch Noch Sentam Lefgam Nami Osir. So the simple read of the Gemara is it's subjective that the guy hears it comes from a Sheretz Yuk. If he didn't know, he saw a piece of mouse meat on his plate, not bad, where it came from. It's all in the head. And this question is, what had to do with Bei Raglayim, which is also, again, I think Gemara B'chor on Dav Zion. Apparently it's maybe an Issa but the Rabbanon. Then the Farshim say against the Prichodesh, and the Chazanish wants to reject it. He says, no, that doesn't count. Merag Laim is most because the person knows where its original source, Yuk. But if he wouldn't know, maybe it would not be such a terrible, so terribly pogum. That's what suggests. It's interesting in the Gemara in Bechoros, Perek Aleph, there's a Rosh which sounds like he's saying, it's an Issa Asfeka Daraisa. a svega d'oraisa. Because the question, if the chazanish is right, rabbosai, a svega d'oraisa, because it's not considered to be pogum. But if it is pogum, the way the Baal HaShulchan would have it, because it's, even though it's disgusting, only result of people's knowledge, it's still considered to be pogum. Lashling Moran said it in Avodah Zaradaf Samaches. But the Achbar, so what kind of svega d'oraisa? What svega? Where is svega d'oraisa over here? What svega d'oraisa? That's a tremendous kashin. So I gave my own original answer, which is, I don't know how good it is, but the same way as in that very same case, Avodah Zarah Samaches and Midbeis, the Gemara says, since the Torah asks Shrotim, it's a chidishu, and therefore we can argue that Nosan Tam Lavgam is a problem. By the same token, we can argue that the Torah prohibits all the various secretions that come out of a behemah tumea, including meraglayim, based on hatumeim. That's a gzeras akosta, which tells us whatever comes out of the tumei is considered tumei. And as a result, we could potentially argue that it would be an isa de oraisa, exactly the same as shrotim. Maybe. That's my answer. It's true or not. The discussion, what happens in the case of Shrotim, where they become, is an additional level of Sirchum. So, the Magad Mishnah says, Potter, Prichodesh has Chayev. What's the difference if it's Ein Sirchum Chalal Sirchum? It's already disgusting from the very beginning. As Xerath Chalal Sirchum anyway. So who cares? It became even a little bit more. What's the difference? That's a machlokes gedolei haposkim. Wow. That's a shaila. Oh. Fine. Good. So these are some of the initial discussions of the sugya of Nos and Tam Lefgam. Okay. Let us go on to some other minyanim because the clock is moving. Let's go to Simon Kuf Gimel, Siv Beis. Today we're discussing Siv Aleph. Time to turn to Siv Beis. Pigam ze ein tsarech sheyivkom legarmi at shei kotz liochlo alafilu pogem tzas ein osa taruvaso. This is the Rashba, the Ran, both against the Ra'ah. Here, the Shach has a discussion. It's a cotton base, an important discussion. The Shach says, Avol dover she'eino nosen tam lo l'shvach v'lo l'fgam osur. He brings a raya from Chulin Tzadi Testament base, ein begidin benosen tam. And nonetheless, Gufo shel gid sheni moach tzarech shishim kenegdo. Af agav de'enu ala eitz ba'alma, hatorah asraso. Hu adin l'chol dvar yisur, af agav de'enu nosen tam, tzarech shishim kenegdo. And he quotes Yerushalmi mefurish in Terumas. Hado armed lo l'shvach v'lo l'fgam, osur. This is the Shach and Simon Kuf Gimel, Siv Katan Beis. Fine. Prichodesh says, what are you kidding? You bring me a raya from Gid Anoshe. Gid Anoshe is a Gzeres HaKosuf. But Shari Surim, there's no time. It's Mutter. And the Prichodesh says, Rabbi Osai, and I think that most Poskim agree with him, if there's no time, it's Mutter. The Yerushalmi says, Lo Lishvach V'lo Lifgam. There is a tam, but the tam is neither a net positive or negative, it's neutral. But there is a tam. If there is a tam, then it's going to be awesome. Of course, The question is, had no hana, no net positive, no net negative. According to the Ram, you understand it. There's a net positive in terms of the addition of quantity, and there's no negative at all in the quality. But according to the other shittas that don't take into account quantity, so what's the problem? The Rashba. So what's the problem? Apparently, it's like this. You may recall that the Rashba said back in Chulin Daf Tzadiches, the nature of the din of Tam Kiki was that it's nirgash. It's discernible. So as long as the taste is discernible, even if it does not improve it, but it's not negative either, that's enough to make it also nikara din, because it's discernible. It's nikara, kind of a nikara yisur. So even though the time is not making, not enhancing the food, afal pi kein it's usur, because I can discern it. It's nikar. Comes out, we mentioned this a little bit earlier, that it could be that they're fighting on a fundamental matter of whether the nature of the Yisra Achila is an Yisra of Macholas Asuris, which you may not eat, or it's a general prohibition of Hana from Macholas Asuris. The Rashba limiting himself to Macholas Asuris proper, and the Ran taking a broader view and discussing the Hana. He includes the quantity, things of this nature. And it's going to be relevant to a number of other machloks, and whether you say Heta Nepach Lios Yisr, which the Ran says yes, because you're having more Hana, and the Rashba says no, because it's not Mamish eating additional Macholas Asuris. Is it Yisr Tam without Mamashis? Right? That's what the Ran says yes, and the Rashba says no. You need mamashes. Fine, we're not going into all these discussions. Perhaps let's stop here because it's getting more complex. Fine. Rabosai, the Bar Yashulchan says over here that you may not mix in something negative to render it Nosen Tam Lefgam under the general prohibition of a Mevatlin Iser Lechatchilim. This is certainly true according to the Rashba, because according to the Rashba, a Mevatlin Nosen Tam Lefgam is based upon Bittel. So it's Mevatlin Iser Lechatchilim, on a simple level. However, once an item had some negative stuff mixed in and became Mutter, you may take that item and mix it into another item, even Lechatchilim. You're not being mevatel isel lechatchila. You're being mevatel heta lechatchila. Was it ready bottle before you started? Oh. Fine. Now I'll both say, because time is precious, we're going to go right away to Sifhei. Sifhei, Kuf Gimel, I'll both say, Sifhei. What does it say in Sifhei? Kokdeira Shenabas Yoma Khoshiv Tamalif Gam Veino Oseris Vinikres Bas Yoma Kosman Shloshosa Meslies Achashinis Bashal Boha Iser. You have to wait 24 hours. Once you wait 24 hours and you cook something, it's mutter because it's the pot is nose and tamalif gam. Hu shite mudachas Shlo Yeshuman Alponel Shimlohi Dicha Oser Varehi Kimchatichas Isa Shalodifka Viesh Matirin Afilu Bishel Bo Kodashi Dicha. What's the fight about? Around the last half of Avodah Zarah, based on the text in the Sugars over there. Do we say that what we call the Shim, the little Ticha that's on the top of the pot that you didn't wash off, and 24 hours lapsed, according to the second day in the Mechaber, that also becomes pogum? Not only is something which is absorbed completely in a pot become pogum, but even something which is adheres to the surface of the pot will become pogum in 24 hours. This is a very important psak. Not everyone agrees to it. 2 days. So the Mechaber quotes 2 days. This is only a yesh matirin. According to the Kol Yom Mechaber, get an impression that the Mechaber is really machmer in the shalom. It's called a Yesh matirin. Fine. So now Rabosai, we understand very well that this heter of Eina ben Yomo is a heter b'di'evet. You're not supposed to cook in an Eina ben Yomo pot or eat from an Eina ben Yomo bowl. You have to kasher it. There is a view which maintains, and that's very good when it comes to kelim which are kasherable, but a kli which cannot be kashered, and now 24 hours have passed, so b'di'eved, if you cooked in it or ate from it, would be kosher. It's mutter to use it l'chatchila. Why should that be? Shasatcha k'di'eved ami. If the alternative is to throw it out, it's expensive set of china, who knows what. So then we say shasatcha k'di'eved ami, which means it's mutter even l'chatchila. This is what an opinion that the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Simon Kuf Chof Beis Sivkot Nalef from a some poskim. Godol echad. Shas chaka di evadam. Ein ben yom, but ben yom on the chatchil. Reb Kiveger, in a shul which we saw on the screen just a little short while ago, says, you know, if you look at the Ranim Pesachim, it sounds that way. But there's a steer in the Ranim Pesachim. When it comes to a tanur, the Ranim seem to say, we can be making. When it came to Kederos for Pesach, and the equivalent, which is Ahu Pincha, he's Machmer. How do you reconcile the Chidush Yon Sheshem and the start of the Ranim Esther's Kasha? Comes up Kivega with a whopping chiddush. He says, yes, it's mutter b'makom hefset gadol. But the hefset gadol has to be a hefset gadol in one utensil. So the tanner is one utensil, which is a hefset gadol. Our oven is very expensive. So therefore, if the alternative is to throw out the oven, we say you don't have to. Shasat chak, you can use the oven with Tzeinu Ben Yom. If you have a set of china, so each and every dish, how much can it cost already? It's only one plate. So therefore, the heter of Hefset Meruba and Shasat Chak and B'di'evet does not apply. This is the pshara of Rabbi Kiveg. Well, in this context, we have to discuss the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi is found over here In our simon, in the Prima Godim, Sivkot and Yud Zayin and Siv Seidas, we have a little bit of a base. Kli Cheres Imahani Beyishun Yud Beis Chodesh. Chacham Tzvi has two tshuvas about it. Uzmate B'diyeved, when he says you're allowed to kasher it, we're allowed to use it because there's no alternative. How come no one ever heard of this heter? Says the Chacham Tzvi, you know why no one ever heard of it? Because it's awesome. So why is the mutter over here? Listen, as a harifus, Chacham Tzvi. If it's shari, surim, nevela, things of this nature, so Chazal were afraid to allow you to use a dish which has become, whose taste has been dormant for 12 months, which the Gemara says not. Lamedal, I think it is, in the Avodah Zarah, with respect to Yayin Nesach, becomes all dried up. So really, it's true of all foods and all circumstances, if it's either it's cold absorption, hot absorption, across the board it's true. The problem is, who is going to count the 12 months so carefully? If you make a gzera, Eina ben Yom, Ota ben Yom, you should certainly make a gzera 12 months, or to less than 12 months. And the reason for this gzera, says the Chacham Tzvi, is since Nos and Tam Lefgam is mutter, therefore after a day passes, it's already mutter. So people aren't being so careful in determining whether a year passed or less, a little less than a year, a little more than a year, they're going to make a mistake. Here's the irony. Chometz bePesach. In Chometz bePesach, where we are machmir by nos and tam lefgam, the Ramos Chumrah. We just discussed it a minute ago. There's no bittul. That's the reason, whatever may be. Therefore, Rabosai, since it's also even b'di'eved up until 1 year, the Chazal never made a gzera. Should we say it the best way? Eino ben shnoso, otu ben shnoso. Maybe just use paraphrase the pasuk from this week's parsha somewhere. It's about Karbonis. So it's, in other words, they didn't make a gzera on Chometz or Pesach. Don't use it even after 12 months, lest you use it within 12 months. Since within 12 months it's also been the evidence on Pesach, no one's going to make a mistake. They're going to keep an exact count. That's a famous kula of the Chacham Tzvi. World famous kula. Does everybody agree to this kula? No. No, not Rabbi Kiveger wasn't happy with it. But even Rabbi Kiveger quoted this Chacham Tzvi in conjunction with other svaras. Other svaras are can be very important in order to be mitzaref a number of other svaras. And I told you my case, which I want to go over again now, as an example of a case where I think it's correct to have certain leniencies for people who, for whatever reason, want to convert. Our case is talking about a chometzdika set, which they want to now make pesachdik. Spoke to the person just yesterday before, and I'm not sure it's even going to happen. They made chicken out and decided to use it for chometzdik, which would make me feel happier. I don't see the big tzorach. But in case they really want it, it was based on the following considerations. Number one, in this particular case, it was used once over 40 years ago. And no one knows for sure whether it was ever used for chametz. No one knows. No one remembers the menu. Number two, any particular kli maybe wasn't even used. I had service for 12. There weren't 12 people there. I'm not sure if there was both. If any particular plate, they even used six. Maybe even six or seven people around, but not everyone had this, not everyone had that. So you can't even, I'm not sure if there's even a rove necessarily that was used in any particular plate, bowl, cup, etc. Number three, kli rishon. Would you ever, you never put a china set on a fire. It's unheard of. Elamai was most likely kli sheni. Kli sheni we paskin, we'll get to that mitzvah next week. Beginning of Simon Kufay. Migra then we paskin kli sheni ain't a bolea. Migra then. Only problem is Irui. Oh, the famous Irui. Irui couldn't exist even if they poured, you know, but maybe they poured with a ladle. If you pour the ladle might be considered to be even be klisheni. Especially if you put the ladle in the pot after the pot's off the fire, which many people do. And even Irui itself from a klirishin, not everyone agrees, causes blias. Rashbam. It's again a matter of dispute. And then, who said it was Yatzel Lettersville? Who said? Yatzel Lettersville usually means that a person doesn't eat or drink things that are Yatzel Lettersville, usually. So maybe it wasn't Yatzel Lettersville. So many possible svekas over here. Seems to me we could be Makel, but I threw in something else. You want to just make it hard for them a little bit, but also as a tziruf. The Bala Iter claims you can kasher things, even klicheres, three times. Hagola Gimel Pa'amim. Sounds like it's absolutely wacko. Well, it's based upon the Yerushalmi. Now, the Yerushalmi, to be fair, is limited to a case of Trumas Chutzlarot and things of this nature. The Yerushalmi and Trumas. And there are those who want to limit it to that kind of a case, which is, you know, of Easter Kal, etc. Other poskim say it extends to other situations as well. But here, in our situation, it seems to me, instead of having to dip each and every dish into three pots of our water, one, two, three, I think you can do, it's easy to do Irui. just pour hot water over it. Because the most could have become trefus, in our case it's two iruy. That's the most. It wasn't used on a kli rishon. That's what I told the person to do. Whether they're going to do it or not do it, I just do not know. Okay? Now, Rabosai, Sivzai. A little bit complex, so just, but this is the last thing we learned, so we should remember this. All right? Sivzai. Kedera shiblua mibosar v'cholav shenizbashel b'biyachad o b'zeach azeh v'kodim sh'over layla achas huchmu bo mayim chashiva bas yoma achetishe me'ez li'ez misho sh'uchmu bo hamayim. This is a very famous din, Tosfos Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Vav, from the Sefer HaTruma, that you have to reset the 24-hour clock and start counting all over again from the time that you cook the water. Now, I had the Sefer HaTruma in front of me. We read from it inside just a short while ago. And there he explained that Chaticha Nas in the Veilu. Like most Bali Atosis, passing Chaticha Nas in the Veilu. So therefore what? The water became completely prohibited. The water drew the tarfas out, drew the bus of the Chol, let's say, out of the pot and put it right back in again. Got to restart the clock. Contrast this, as the Sefer HaTruma, to a situation in which it was a fleshika or a milchika pot. There, you don't say chaticha nas in the milchiks, you don't say chaticha nas in the fleshiks. We bought this a long time ago at the very beginning of Hilchos Basa B'Cholach. So there's no problem. That's what's quoted over here. Fine. The Ramah has a funny compromise. Not everyone agrees to say for a true. The Smack disagrees. The Smack says nothing. Doesn't explain why he disagrees. But we saw the Prima Garden, he explains the Smack based on the famous principle of Ein HaNesar. Ein HaNesar Yochel Leser Elo, which we should say the best way, Bizman She'is Rat Miyochel Elosham. Bizman. The original listener has been compromised after 24 hours passed. So even though it was restarted when you cooked water in it, no, it's the original listener wouldn't answer, this won't answer either. This is the opinion of the Smack as explained by the Prima Gadol. Sounds like it's a very nice svara. Obviously the Sefer HaTruma disagrees. Why did he disagree? So we saw a nice logical point in the Megillah Sefer, where he said that Ein HaNesar, that famous klal of Ein HaNesar, applies to what he calls a characteristic, he calls it a tchuna, a teva of the oser. For example, the also will not make something trafe more than shishin. Even though the Nesa might, Nesa's melach, tavlin, doesn't matter. It takes the attribute of the oser. This is the assault. However, the fact that when 24 hours pass, something becomes stale, it's not a characteristic of a particular iser. It's true of all foods across the board. So if it's true of all foods across the board, we're not going to use the logic of Ein HaNesar. Right now it was refreshed, if you will, by the new hot water. It was heated in the pot. You have to restart the clock. That's what he says pshat in this Sefer HaTruma. I must tell you, one of the chashav yisod in the Megillah Sefer, where the smack back in the Beis Yosef and Simon Sadi Dalet quotes a Sefer HaTruma, who explains that, seems to explain that you say Chaticha Nas Nevela because, excuse me, you say Nat Barnati Isura, as also we'll come back to that in a minute, because of Chaticha Nas Nevela. He's bothered. He's very much bothered. Do you mean to tell me that Nat Barnati Isura is only a din de Rabbanan? If Hanan Bishar Isurin is the Rabbanan, which we generally speaking assume, and Nat Barnati Isura is based on Hanan, it's a din de Rabbanan. So why did Torah require the Kasha Kalim? Don't bother. You had a kli, you cooked in a tarfas, now you cooked in a kosher. It's not barnat. Yes, it's not barnat the Yisura. But so what? According to this is only Anisa de Rabbanon. He gave a beautiful answer that this opinion is working with an assumption that you do not apply not barnat by Bishul. Not barnat is Dogam Sha'olah Bekara. But Bishul B'mayim, much more taste comes out. And therefore, not barnat does not apply. If not barnat does not apply, see, if you cook kosher food in a pot in which you just recently cooked non-kosher food, it's going to be us. It's not barnat these two, which is the rabbanon. No, we don't apply not barnat when it's cooking with water. The much greater amount of bliya. That was a very important answer, which I never realized before. So here, Abosai, it's important to understand that the Shach argues on the Mechaber twice. Twice he argues on the Mechaber. Two times, not one time. Of course, sometimes they cancel each other out. He argues on the Mechaber once L'chumra and once L'kula. Take the Kula first, the good news. The Mechaber holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim, you don't say Hanan B'Shari Surah. But the Mechaber holds both here in Kuf Gim on the back in Tzadi Dalid, there's something starts off with Basa B'Cholov, we do apply Chana. And the Shach says that's wrong. It's incorrect. Look in the original sources. Chanan, when you apply Chanan, this is Mutter, they come together to become Aser, and we apply the principle of Chanan. But over here in our case, the original was already Neser al Basa B'Cholov. Was very and as possible cholam. We shouldn't be applying Chanan according to Mechaber. But the quote of Ben Ephraim, to be more precise. So here the Shach is more maker. Oh, great. Shach's great. Maker, huh? Nah, don't even think about it. The Shach says, you don't even need Chanan to reset the clock. Who needs Chanan? Just say it's a not by not the Yisura. Who needs Chanan? So you don't say Chanan. So what do you don't say Chanan? Not all the water is regarded as straight. But some of the water is straight. Some of the water has the taste of the tarpas which was absorbed in the pot. Let that go back and answer the pot. But what's interesting to note is that the Sefer HaTshuva, Rabbeinu Baruch, when he says you don't have to restart the clock if it's a fleshiga or a milchiga pot. Chazer again. If it's a trefa pot, and you put water in it, and restart the clock. It's chana. If it's a milchiga pot, or a fleshiga pot, and now you want to make sure it became parv again, so, no need to wait 24 hours for the water. Wait 24 hours for the time that it was originally used for milchiks or fleshiks. Why? So, the Rabbeinu Baruch and Sefer Chumah says two things. Number one, it's quoted in Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, last half, I ain't never been out. Number one, you don't apply chatich, you don't say chatich anas of fleshik, the chatich anas of milchiks. And therefore, says the Rabbeinu Baruch and Sefer Chumah, it's there. We saw the people going to quote the Yisra Heter. And originally in the same true also. Therefore, it's from what she calls Esther Yodos. What does Esther Yodos mean? Prorated. You have some of the tarpas came out of the pot. Got mixed into the water. Now the water goes back into the pot. Very nice. For every molecule of Macholas Asuras that goes back into the wall of the pot, 10 times as much as plain water. So therefore, the chances are you cook something afterwards, it's going to be batel b'shishim, whatever little bit before of the isa came back. This is svara number one. Svara number two writes the Sefer Truma. Well, we don't, it's not banat, not banat that Torah. Ah, yes, the kasha. But there are many who deny not by not when it comes to Bishul. And if we're right, based on what the Megillah Sefer said, this shita must deny it. It's those who hold that link the Hanan and the not by not the Yisura, the one who wife the Kasha Kalin. Yes, he says, here there are three knots. It's all Tosis. Nevarazara, Einbach. The only Tosis left out was the Esiyotis. But they left out, I guess they didn't have the full Sefer Truma. The editor left it out for whatever reason. That caused a lot of confusion. The bottom line is, who's right? Is the Sefer Truma as we have it right? Or is the Shach right? What's the answer? They're both right. They're both right. The Shach is right that you do apply the principle of not Barnat the Yisura even without Hanan. But the Sefer Truma is also right. If you want to overcome what we call the Esayoto Svara and ask every single drop of the water and have to measure it by that amount when you cook the water, you know, to restart the clock, then you have to say Chaticha Nasa Nevela B'Shar Yisur. So some do, some don't. Some say it only applies to Basar bumping into Cholav. The Mechaber applies even to Basar and Cholav bumping into something else. The Shach, that was a mistake. If you're limited to Basa Bichal, it shouldn't apply to Basa Bichal into something else. And the Ramah, as we well know, Rabbeinu Tam, applies it to all his term, the Rabbeinu, the Rabbanu, the Pshuto, Chanan B'Shar Yisur. Rabosai, is that I'm straight? It's a little bit complex, but I think we got it more or less straight. Any questions that you have right now? Before I go on to what I call new stuff, I want to make sure we did the Chazara, the Chazara, the all the main parts. I have just, yes? Sure. If you deny Hanan, remember I made a comment. There's a Chasam Sofer here. You're reminding me of that. Chasam Sofer on the bottom over here says when the Shach has his whole tumult over here, and the Shach said you don't even need to say Hanan. Where is it? Over here at the bottom, maybe it's in Sadi Dalit. Maybe that's where the Shach is Bekitzer over here in Kuv Gimel. The Shach is at much greater length, saying the same things, but with Rias and Svaris in Simon Sadi Dalit, Sivkoton Chav Beis. That's where the Shach is Marich. And here the Chasam Sofer says the Shach claims that Tosfos and Avodah Zarah is on his side, that you don't need Chanan B'Shar Yisur. Rotsa Lomar Midikos V'Sham V'Od V'Chule Mashma D'Below Tam D'Kos of Tchila Yesh Lesu Adeichim Amayim. Chasam Sofer, I don't understand what he's saying. The V'Od is a leniency, not a stringency. Had the old been a stringency, oh, you see that you can ask even without Hanan. The old is a leniency, as we just mentioned this now. Number one, when it comes to Atera, we don't say Chaticha Nasa Nevela. And number two, it's not Banat Atera. So that's this troubles me. Back to your question about the Esa Yodos. So the Sefer Truma said, and you can find it, I mean, I read it from the Sefer Truma from the original. If you want to see it, you can see it in the Prima Gadam here in our Sugya, who quotes it from the Iser Veheter. So I thought it came from there, but I realized, no, it goes back to the original Sefer Truma. For some reason, Tosfos left this line out when they quoted it. He says, if you deny Hanan B'Shar Yisurin, then you're left with a svara known as Eser Yodos. Or let's say, for example, when it comes to Basar and Chalav. So you have a pot of meat, and you cooked water in it. All right? So what happened? The meat came out of the pot into the water, went right back again. But when the meat went right, when it went right back again, it would only went as he prorated a small percentage. Most of what that which came back into the pot is plain water. So therefore, you have to prorate it, and it's a small. The 10 times as much water came in. So now there's only a small amount left in the pot. So if you're gonna cook your potatoes and Pesach, maybe it'll be kosher because it's already other case, the Basu Cholav is the case, maybe. That's the Eser Yodos. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Shach over here in Sivkot and Chav. Oh, so I never got to the. See, you forgot the main part. I forgot to tell you the whole Ramah. See, I'm sure there's a rush to get to other things. The Ramah has a compromise. I forgot to mention it to you. The Mechaber has a compromise. It's a big fight, Rabbi Osai. What is considered Eina Ben Yomo? We assume the 424 hours. That's very nice. But Rashi Ben Etam say no. It's Ben Yomo, Bas Yomo, as opposed to from yesterday till today. What's called Linas Laila. If the night passes by, this itself makes it pogo. Oh, so we don't really pass in that way. But over here, the Mechaber says, since you have a machloikis between the Sefer HaTruma and the Smak, which we just explained before, and we have a machloikis, what's called Nosen Tam Lefgam. So you put those together, and you come up with an interesting compromise. If you have tarfus, and you cooked water, right away, you cooked water. You have to reset the clock for 24 hours. That's very nice. But what'll happen, Rabbi Osai, if a night passed? The whole night passed. Not 24 hours. It's just whatever. It's 12 hours. But the night passed. Now I cook water. So we can say, listen, according to Rashi Ben Etam, the clock already finished. It's already Nosan Lefgam. Nothing to talk about. Elamai, maybe Rashi Ben Etam are wrong. Right? Maybe they're wrong, because the most poskim say Eini Me'es Li'eis. But after all, Rabbi Osai, maybe the Smak is right. The Smak says, Eina Neser, in this kind of a case, as we saw in the Prima Gonim. So you put the two considerations together, Rabbi Osai, one after the other, we have a right to be mitzaref these two considerations and come up with a kula. That's what it says over here. Mechaber, already mechaber. If kodem she'ova laila achas huchbu b'mayim is considered a bas yom. What's this laila achas? We don't paskin laila achas. We paskin you need meis lies. So the answer is yes, we need meis lies, but it's a shaila. It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. Now what's interesting, Rabbi Osai, is it's not completely clear. When are we making? The Shach says, according to the Beis Yosef, we're only making in a case in which he waited a night before he cooked the water. But the Ramah has even a bigger cooler. What the Ramah said? The Chenim Avra Laila Ben Bishul Basa the Chalav. That's in the Ramah over here in the Hagos Ramah. And if you look in the Shach Sivkot on Yudches, quotes from the Torah's Chatos, who comments on this on the Beis Yosef, which is the source of all of this, who said the Bein Nishtak Deiro Laila Achad Kodem Achimum. Bein Nishtak Laila Achad Achar Achimum. Yesh Lohokil. What's the difference? Let's say, Rabbi Osai, you cook treif now, 2 o'clock. And then you cook water today at 6 o'clock. And then you cooked it at the kosher food tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. So the Torah's chas is, it's again mutter for the same reason. We call it a svek sveka. Number one, maybe the smak is right. No, I gave a bad example. Cook tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Sorry, tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you reset the clock at 6 p.m., it's within 24 hours. You're in trouble. If you didn't reset the clock, it's just 26 hours from 2 today until 4 tomorrow. So the Ramos make on the shah because it's svek sveka. Maybe the Rashi made a tamar right. Lina slayla is enough. And maybe, Rabosai, maybe the smack is right. The Shach says no. The Beis Yosef was not making this kind of a case. Why not? The same svek sveka. So Bekiva Eger explains what's going on. What's pshat in the Shach? Who cares if the Laila came before the Chimum or the Laila came after the Chimum? He's like this. If you did the Chimum immediately, right away we paskin, the Mayim is Nasa Nevela. Right now. Because right now, it's before Laila Achas. So right now. So we ready, it's already paskin that this water is Nasa Nevela. Now you want to tell me that tomorrow we should be make based on some combination of factors. There's no combination of factors anymore. We already machriya that the mayim is nasa nevela, and therefore the pot is treif. You have to start 24 hours all over again. And we're not going to think about the question of the fact that later on the night passed. It's an irrelevancy. It's too late. You get an impression that according to the Rebbe Kiveges Pshat in the Shach, the real base of here is Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula. When they say Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula, cook today at 2 o'clock, and then the night passes, and tomorrow at 10 in the morning we boil water. So according to the smack, it's no problem. According to the Sefer Truma, it is a problem. But before we decide to say Sefer Truma is right, wait a minute, we have Rashi Ben Tam, who hold that it's already had a Linus Lila, there's no problem. Oh, okay. So that's a possible case. Svega the Rabbanon Lekula. But if you already were machmir because you cooked it before the night passed, and later on the night passed, we're going to ask for it. But if you hold it's based on a straight Svek Sveka, then it shouldn't matter what the order is. In either case, there are two Svekas. One, Rashi made a time, maybe right. Lila Achas is Poge. And number two, maybe the Smak is right. Doesn't matter, you have to machri in any particular direction. That's what we wanted to suggest. It's a question whether it's based upon a svek rabbanon lekula or it's based upon a svek svek. Oh. Now, just a final lekuda. The shach and sifkat mchaf. Uvamokum hefzid yesh lahatir. Pirish is the shach chaf. Vamokum hefzid ksas. Because mehek said godol. For sure it's mutter. Because some say, you don't say Chanan b'yisr lach shenivle b'het lach. You don't say Chanan b'alach b'alach. So the Dogma Meravava says, what are you talking about, Shach? That's only true according to the Sefer Truma that says it's a prerequisite to ask is Chanan. So some don't say Chanan when it comes to lach b'alach. But according to me, you yourself, Shach, said two sifkons earlier, and at length, back in Sadi Dalcha Beis, you don't even need Chanan. You don't even need Chanan. So, you can't be mad there on the grounds that you don't say Chanan by Lach Balach. You don't even need Chanan. That's the kasha. That's the kasha. It's a kasha. I'm not sure if it's an answer to that kasha. I don't know. And our final Nakuda is the following case. Pesach, back to Pesach again. So Pesach, Rabosai, there is a fight, which he spoke about a long time ago. If you have a pot, a pan, which is absorbed on the fire, how do you kasher it for Pesach? Do you kasher it on the fire or kasher it in the water? Where did the idea of water come from? The Gemara is in the last half of Avodah Zarah, that hetera bola, case of kachim, no sir, you can, even though it came in the fire, and came out, kills out with water. So chametz, some say, is a tera bola, because at the time it comes in, it's not Pesach yet. And others say, no, it's Yisura bola. Fine. Now comes the Mechaber and says in Siman Tov Nun Beis and Nuchos Pesach that normally Rabosai, whenever you want to kasha something, you have to be so careful. It should be an Eino Ben Yomo, because otherwise, we just got through saying it before, the tarfas will go from the pot to the water right back, and right back again. You wait 24 hours, so it's Nos and Tam Lefgam Meikorah. Chazal will make Eino Ben Yomo, Ben Yomo, but they wouldn't make it. They will make on this Bliya, which is Pogam Meikorah. Pogam Meikorah is Mokal. Fine. So the Mechaba Pasch is in Tofnun Beis, but as long as you cash it before the fifth hour, then you're okay. Why before the fifth hour of Erev Pesach? Because then it's still considered to be a Terebola. A Terebola is no problem. Comes to Bialoch and says, no dice. We pasch in the Chumrah that you have to cash it with fire. It's not enough to kasher with water. It means we have a choshev in the sheet of Yisura Bola. Nope. You have a choshev in the sheet of Yisura Bola. So we should also be choshev for Yisura Bola. And say that even if you kasher before Erev Pesach at the end of the fourth hour, you still have to make sure it's an Eino Ben Yomo. So Paskin's the Bialocha. And the Losh of the Bialocha is you have to wait Me'es Li'es Mishin Ishtamish Bo Chometz. Now this is a very big kiddush. Chometz. You want to be machmir? Shouldn't you worry? Mishin ishtamish ba b'mayim. This is halacha lemaisa for us. For us, we kasher sinks. We always tell everybody kasher the sink. The sink must be completely dormant from all hot water for 24 hours. That's what I tell everybody. It has to be. Comes along the bialacha. Sounds like he's saying that that way. All it has to be dormant from hot chometz. If I pour just empty a tea bag and I have tea, I pour the hot water from the urn, it's just plain water, it shouldn't matter. Now, what in fact is the din in this kind of a case? What is the din? What is the din? It's not completely clear what the din is in this situation. So, Rabosai, it's like this. The author of Megillah Sefer has a few tzedadim. I think four different stardom to be made on the shayla. Number one, hetera bola. No problem. Number two, the Chazon Ish argues with the Bi'ur Halacha and says, even those who say that chometz is yisura bola with respect to having to kasha with fire when they came in by fire will agree that if you kasha before the end of the fourth hour of Erev Pesach, it's okay even if it is a Ben Yomo. Those two things don't necessarily have to go together because it's not Barnata Hetera. Number three, let's not forget the smack. The smack says, you know, even if it's Issa Mamish, you don't reset the clock for the Ein Anesa Svar, which we spoke about earlier. And number four, there are those who claim that the only reason you require Me'ez Li'ez is because of Hanan, when you restart it, not like the Shach, Hanan. And therefore, he don't say Hanan, because it's a terabola. So therefore, there is room to be made on this case, but I still want to say, it should be Machmir, it's nice you're not going to make any mistakes, and make sure there's no hot water at all, whatsoever. Okay, now the last point for today. I wanted to start this on the topic of the medicines. As usual, I ran out of time. Mishim, next Tuesday, we'll start the medicine issue, and then and also the beginning of Kufhei. But let's just discuss this one last Nakuda. Rabosai, what did it say over here? The Ramo. Im Avra Laila Ben Bishul Basar Lecholov Nami Dina Hachi. Explains the Bali HaShulchan. There's an Eino Ben Yomo. When 24 hours pass, Rabosai, from the Bishul of the Cholov, even though there are no 24 hours from the Bishul of the water. From the Tzar of the Shittas. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Right? And the Smak, etc. Kamz Rabbi Kiva Eger makes the following comment. This is our final comment for today, Rabosai. Kiva Eger has the following comment. Very nice. Miloshin Zanir, it's the last Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simon Kuf Gimel. The boy al kolponim meis lies mi bishul de cholov, v'lo sagi meis lies mi bishul habosus shemikodem. Okay, and the Prima Gadim holds exactly the same thing. I look back what he said earlier. So earlier, the Prima Gadim had suggested that this shaila should depend upon the famous machlokes, which we're going to get to again in Kufay mit Hashem. I guess they have to Pesach. Whether we apply the principle of Eina, Nesa, Yochel, Esa, etc. to Basa B'cholav. The Shach says no. And the Taz says yes. So according to the Shach, we should be Machmir. According to the Taz, we can be Mekel. But at the end, it's not true. The Taz is only Mekel, if you look carefully, in Simon Kufay of Kotten Yud Gimel, in the following situation. You had basar, you had chalav, they got mixed in, and now when it travels, only the chalav gets out, and the basar stays in its place, or vice versa. Not even a mashu gets out. So then the Taz says we apply it on nesar, and the object into which it goes is permissible. That's very nice. But over here, Rabbi Osai, in our particular case, there is a mashu. Even in the case of Nos and Tam Lufgam, after all, on Pesach we're Machmer, because we're Machmer for Mashu, and therefore even the Taz should be Machmer as well. Bar Yeshuv is not so sure that last point is correct, but that's what the Prima Gadim says. Bosai will have to stop here because we're out of time. We covered a lot of ground in the Chazara, the Bechina will be straightforward, and